Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. Once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, it is 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here in America on this Monday. And for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know Monday at 7 p.m. what it means, that our brother Eddie Lee will be heading off. The angel messenger speaks today. We thank God for him. We're going to patch on my sister here. God bless you, sister. How you doing?
God bless. Doing fine.
Amen. And so we're grateful to the Lord once again for all of you that have been listening to the broadcast here in the United States, and those of you listening in Uganda and Canada, we welcome you. South Korea and Japan, we welcome all of you, and everyone, every country that I have not named, we want to welcome you to Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. Thank God for keeping, preserving every last one of you who are tuned in to this broadcast. And those of you that are not, we pray for all as we are living in this time that the Word of God has spoken about to this day. And Lord called it a perilous times. We're seeing things happening. The Lord know, and he called it out. So therefore, I say unto all, get prepared in the faith in Christ. Be steadfast, be immovable, you know, keeping the commandments of the Lord, you know, because it's going to be needed that your stand in Christ is going to be needed in order for us to make it through this day. So thank God.
Amen.
So, amen. So we are grateful for this day. I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. Josiah, so I'm going to read this scripture.
Scripture for everyone in Matthew 17:11. Amen. And Jesus answered, and said unto them, Elijah shall first come and restore all things. And I say unto you that Elijah has come already, and they know him not. But I've done unto him whatsoever they listened. Likewise I shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello, Tom.
God bless you, brother. Brother, I get to hear your voice again, and you know, and be encouraged. And in the name of the Lord, here's my brother. God bless Brother Lee. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay.
God bless you, brother.
All right. Wonderful. Marvelous. Tremendous. Excellent. Majestic. Glorious. That is the things the Lord wants to bring to pass as we come together today, sharing, giving, and proclaiming that we have the special privilege given to us this day by the Almighty God, who has preserved us, kept us for this very hour.
Amen.
For such a time as this. As
Amen.
Esther said, for such a time as this, we are not live by accident, by coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
We are not on this broadcast by coincidence, by luck.
Amen.
But by God's positioning us to share his end time message of love and redemption. So
Amen.
I want to say today to everyone that's hearing or will hear this, you're not hearing it by accident.
Amen.
Not a coincidence you happen to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord God, from the beginning of times, looked down to this day,
mm-hmm.
and he said to the stars and moon, let there be. And so we are, because he said, let there be, and we're here today.
Amen.
We're alive and preserved yeah. for this moment. It is not for us
Amen.
To be lifted up or to be glorified. We glorify him and him alone.
Amen.
His name is Jesus.
Amen.
And he's the Christ, the creator, the maker. So that's why we are alive today. Not any ability or of ourselves or any goodness or righteousness or excellence of ourselves, but because
Amen.
Of him.
Amen.
All because of him and his plan. And we
Amen.
Breathe today. We're alive today. And many people are not, but we are breathing alive. And he has destined
Amen.
Us to stand today. And on this broadcast, we three simple servants, nothing great about us. All the greatness is him. All the marvelous excellence is him, or him alone. And
Amen.
The glory is to his name. And he has called us to be that we choose to make a decision that we
mm-hmm.
come here to proclaim the glory of Jesus Christ and his soon
yes.
return.
Amen.
So we said to everyone that the greatest need of the world is to know the love of Jesus Christ and the redemption
Amen.
Of his love. He died to bear our sins and our iniquity. We may all become one again in his family and be a part
Amen.
Of the family of God. So
yes.
Talk Block Radio today, as we are permitted. Now, a lot of people wonder why we're here, or we're just looking for some kind of big name, or we're trying to collect some money, or trying to get some fame, because like, many people are procrastinating and talking, and some of them are doing it by the will of God, and we're just a little small spark in the sport of God's plan, and that's the way I wanted to be, just a simple, small spark, like a spark to a fire. So we celebrate one another because we're still alive. And yesterday, we did not necessarily know what this day was going to bring, but we're
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
And we're alive. And we're talking
Amen.
And we're sharing. And
Thank
the bombs have not failed. The earthquake has not come. The wind hasn't come. The plague has. We are still here. His hand has preserved us, helped us.
Amen.
And we're grateful for all of his benefits. Even our daily bread, our sustenance, our house, our substance, our freedom that we have in America. We have this freedom for a while, and I believe we ought to use it for Jesus while we got this freedom
Amen.
And let us to do so.
Amen.
Because it's not going to always exist.
Amen.
So Talk Block Radio is primarily as we honor the women, the wives, the mothers, the ambassadors of the womanhood, and they being... I would say the backbone or backseat of all creation and of all the home and all the children. So we call it Handmaid's Night, the handmaidens of God. But it's not just to the handmaidens of God. It's those that are searching and seeking to do good. And every way
yeah.
to benefit mankind. It's to all women. And we're not leaving out any, because God loves
Amen.
All, and he wants all to come to him and submit
Amen.
To him. Jesus said, I'm the way. Jesus said, I'm the door. Yes, I'm the life. I'm the resurrection. I'm the bread of life. I'm the living water. I'm the creator. I'm the maker. I'm the redeemer. And he wants everyone to come to him because he had a better deal, as they say. You know,
Amen.
You go to these stores and these places and say, well, I got a good deal for you. And you can't pass this deal up. Go to a car dealer. You just can't pass this deal out. This is just for you. Well, we got a good deal for you.
Amen.
Whoever you hear, we got the best deal for you. And we're not asking you to give us any money either. On this deal, all you got to give your heart to Jesus, your life to Christ. And we're not going to charge you things. We're not going to ask you for any money. And we don't have no little small stone to send you. We give you the word of God that's going to bless you, the truth of God, that Jesus is the way of our redemption. All right, now, so on tonight, and that's you, Sister Stella, right? That's you. Hello, Sister Stella. Hello.
Yeah,
anybody
she
else?
She must have. she must step away. I know Sister Anderson on and Sister Stella's on.
Okay, Sister Anderson.
God bless you guys.
Oh, you did have to hide.
God
okay,
bless.
Okay.
Oh, no, sir. Not really. No, sir. I be listening, brother. I be listening and writing. Thank God.
I know you're listening very quiet. Okay. Hello to the head man, the boss man. I want to call him the boss. Somebody get offended if I start calling name bosses and all that kind of stuff.
Amen, brother.
You know, every little thing there you say, if somebody get offended, you know. It's like you're walking on eggshell. Everything, back, like, every you say, you say, Lord, take hold of my tongue, because somebody's going to get offended no matter what you say. So I might as well just say the raw truth and go and get through with it, Brother Nate. Somebody's going to get offended.
Amen. Tell it.
Many people were offended at what Jesus said. Many of the people in his day were highly offended. The Pharisees, the scribes, they were highly insulted and offended at his words. I mean, the living word of God walking among mankind in the religious world was highly offended at what Jesus said and spake. Now,
amen.
And highly offended at his disciples. At the words and they preached and taught, offended at the miracles, the wonders, the gracious words of salvation delivered. They were offended.
Yes.
So there is no way possible, nowhere in this human existence, that you could be what they call blameless or justified. Somebody's going to be offended.
Amen.
But if they're offended for the truth and the gospel, then you're in the right lane.
Amen.
But
sure enough.
If you exalted Jesus as Lord and Savior and Redeemer, if they don't, you know, get offended or don't like that, well, you're in good company because, you know, they did it to the apostles, they did it to the prophets, they did it to Jesus, so we're in good company. When they're offended, well, you're always talking about Jesus, talking about that cross, that salvation. You got nothing to talk about. No, I got something to talk about. Get ready.
Yes. Amen.
Bow, submit, and you'll be blessed.
Uh-huh.
That you may become a blessing. All right. Tonight, Sister Anderson and I guess Sister Stella got cut off or dropped off or something. So let's talk shortly. I can never seem to get this round table discussion about living long in health and long maintaining your health as God ordained that we be well preserved and healthy and sound. Now, a lot of people think the greatest message to be healed. But actually, the greatest message is to not get sick, not get bondage, and stay well. That's greater than happen to get healed.
Amen.
For you to live long, long life without oppression or sickness, disease, and being preserved is greater. Well, God healed me. Yeah, but it's better. It's more powerful. God kept keep you well.
Yeah.
Without
amen.
Any disease coming out, our bondage come. That's greater. So the
yes,
Lord intended for Israel to walk in health and walk in safety and walk in peace.
Yeah.
And live long and prosperous and be in health.
Amen.
Now we're talking about a day where there's much grief and sorrow is coming up on the earth and many afflictions and diseases. Now, we were talking last night about the mind, the soulish area, the mental area, what can affect our lives, whether you Christian or non-Christian. Now, we were talking about the four things that seem to plague humanity now. What is it? Fear, anxiety, stress,
mm-hmm.
depression, worry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All these things bring certain problems into your body, into your soul, into your life. And if you're plagued with these things, they can even shorten your days, shorten your life. And they can bring
mm-hmm.
afflictions upon you to all of your life because you're spirit, soul, and body. Now, yesterday we was talking about, do you not know, do you not understand that things we eat and put in our body can affect our mind and our mood? Do you not know that things you can put into your mouth and your body can affect your mood?
Amen.
Do you know things that you can eat can cause you to be upset, be sensitive, mm-hmm. and ready to snap?
Yeah.
Do you not know that there's chemicals in the food and all the things you put in your mouth can affect your mind, your mental,
mm-hmm.
your emotional state? Just some things you eat. Now, those people don't know why the Lord God gave Israel a particular diet, or whatever you want to call it, a health guide. Did you not know that you can eat sugar, white sugar, or some other mm-hmm. substance and go into your vein, and you can get all your whole attitude, your whole body, your whole mood can change just by you putting too much sugar in your body?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people don't know that the physical side of keeping your health, but it's a physical side too, that you can eat too much red meat, too much
mm-hmm.
chemical in meat that's raised with certain hormones can affect your life physically as well as mentally. And you don't know why you're acting this way.
Yeah. Amen.
Do you know that people are not aware of that?
Amen.
What do you think? What do you think, sis?
Amen. I'm sure that a lot of people are not aware of that. And that's why I think, and I praise the Lord so much for these round discussion that goes forth, because if you could just tune in and listen to it, you will learn a lot. And if you seek the Lord, he will reveal a lot to you. So, amen, that you can eat all that red meat and all the chemicals and things builds up in your body, and everything that you put in your mouth have a side effect. That's why we need to go back to God's law, to the fruit, vegetables, and herb law. And we know today that a lot of these fruits and vegetables, they've shot them up to make them, you know, they grow faster and they ripen faster. And they do the same to the meat, not only to the vegetables and things. And another thing that people should be careful about, too, when you purchase this stuff in the store, that there is a chemical that's on it that it really need to be washed. It really need to be cleaned. I use salt and baking soda to clean my fruits and vegetables. And sometimes I use vinegar to wash and clean my meat, because you don't know who's been touching all of this stuff.
Yep.
And furthermore,
yep.
where it has been grown. Mm-hmm.
Now, people are not aware that this can affect your emotion as well as your body. When you put the stuff they call give to cows and give to hogs and give different foods and the stuff they eat, the pesticides, all of this goes into your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
amen.
That goes into your bloodstream, and that bloodstream affects your thinking, your mind, and your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe me, just eat certain things and see how you feel in your body and your mind, mood change. So I'm just telling people, to keeping health, you have to be wise of any area. You can go into a rage. People don't know why they get upset so easy. You can put certain things in your body, especially white sugar,
mm-hmm.
refined sugar, too much fried, greasy food, what has a lot of times is cooked too. Most of the food we eat has been cooked to death. We don't make it death, but we cook all the life out of it. And people are filled up, but they're not getting any substance for their body. And if you do, you know that many people do not know that if your digestive system does not get rid of that stuff, it will stay in your system almost the rest of your life and cause all kind of cancers and disease. Now, I'm saying this for people to be aware why the Lord commanded us to bless everything we do, but most of all, for us to learn wisdom. Now, most saints, they believe in faith, but they don't, they're not too good on that wisdom part.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the part where God teaches us wisdom, how to live. He told Israel, if you want to live long in the land that I give you, without this, without that, he gave them certain guidelines.
Yeah.
Now, Christians believe, you know, most Christians believe they can eat anything, any much as they want. It's not going to bother them, because long as they got God inside of them, it's not going to bother me. Well, do you know that the Christians are going to the same doctor that sinners are going?
Amen.
And thank God he has provided. Thank God he has provided for the physician. Thank God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But when your digestive system, well, not the digestive food, and your digestion has to do with your being living long. Jesus taught a lesson, and many things are in the Bible.
Yes.
If your digestion and your colon, if that food is undigestible and do not get digested, stays in your colon, lower colon, and it's turned into toxin and poison.
Amen.
Now, when your system gets poisoned, it's going to affect your attitude, your mind, and your mental condition.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe me, you can go for 7 days and just drink water or juice, fresh juice, for 7 days or 3 days, and you will see a remarkable change in your attitude and your body. Because when it begins to cleanse and purge itself from that poison and toxin, which turns into death. Now, the poison and the toxin turns into death because it turns into disease.
Amen.
That's why when too much prayer and eliminating certain things in your mouth and in your mind, you can on the road to call optimal health.
Yeah.
Now, the things that come in your mouth and the things that go into your mind is going to determine your health. Things you put in your mind and in your body. Now, the saints in the Western, in the last days, because the first church was Jewish and Hebrew, and they kept that same diet for a long time until the Gentiles came in. And then down through the ages, we got the thing that we can eat as much and whatever we want. And we started getting sick. And we started blaming it on the devil. And we started blaming everything on the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to cast out the devil. It's not the devil that you cast out. It's your mind need to be renewed with truth.
Amen.
That's true.
What's causing the problem?
Amen.
Everything, every sickness, oppression, it's not the devil. Not directly.
Right.
Not directly.
Mm-hmm.
It's our lack of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the lack of understanding will kill you.
Amen.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowing.
No.
So you can be doing things that's detriment to your kidney, to your liver, to your life, and you just, hey, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord wants us to be free, and the freedom comes from us knowing what we're doing to bring detriment to our health and mind. Because oh, yes. What you put in your mouth and what you put in your mind and your in your body is going to determine.
That's right.
All right. Now, amen. I remember when I went on one of my first fasts, one of my second fasts years ago. And when I came off this fast, the problems in my body just left.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was floating on air.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was getting rid of a heavy load.
Yeah.
My body started cleansing.
Yes.
And your spirit became more alive. Your soul became aware. I could see when I came out the fact my mind operated and often I could understand, see things I could not see.
Mm-hmm.
My
mm-hmm.
body, I could feel in my intestine, in my colon, and the king, they left. Cleansed.
Mm. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's victory in your soul and your body and your spirit. See,
yes.
Most people,
amen.
It's victory in every part of you.
Yes, Lord.
Listen, beloved, God wants us to live, but there's a law. There's a law that he's given us that's the ultimate law he gave to the Hebrew. The best laws
mm-hmm.
about health and life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now.
Yeah.
Anybody want to add something to that? Right, I don't want to take over here and just add that. No.
Well,
when you go ahead.
And I totally agree. Because we another thing is that we need to learn how our food is processed, and we learn and get understanding of how food is processed, and another thing you mentioned. How food is prepared, because people do cook vegetables, and once you cook those vegetables to death, the best thing for you to do is just to drink the broth, the juice that's left behind, because that you cooked everything out of it. And it does, like, if you eat a lot of sugar, you get all hyper. If you eat a lot of heavy foods, some meat, You even feel healthy. I mean, heavy. Your body feels heavy and bloated, and it makes you lazy, tired, and while you're sitting and sleeping, it is working on the inside. When you eat a lot of grease, it clogs up your arteries too.
Yes, but it's not only affects your body; it affects the mind area.
Your mind.
That's part of what makes
mm-hmm.
You fall into it, something affects to the brain when it clogged up with stuff that the liver
mm-hmm.
and the kidney cannot process out of the colon, your mindset and your attitude is affected.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
So I'm telling you things that Jesus wants us to live long and be in health and maintain health. Walk in health
mm-hmm.
and victory. And so as we learn, wisdom is the principal thing, the Bible says. It said,
mm-hmm.
all you're getting, get understanding.
Understand. Amen.
Get right understanding. Get right proper understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you notice what Jesus talks about in the last days, there'd be a lot of addiction. And
mm-hmm.
and certain things you eat make you addicted, and people are addicted. And I noticed that people are addicted. When I was a little child, I was addicted to sugar and meat. That's all I wanted. And most of the people drank these drinks and colas and in place of water.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you give your kids that flowery color sugar stuff, and you think that you're getting away because it's so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But your body going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Your life is cheap, but your body and your mind going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And so when you want to give your kids french fries and hot dogs all through the week. I know some people are living on a certain salary, and they're doing the best they can, and God bless them. Some people are struggling. They have to get what they can. I understand that. But when
mm-hmm.
you are able, do better. make better decisions when you're able.
Amen. That's true. That's true.
When you're able. Some people, all they can get is they had to take what they had, and God has to bless them and bless it. But when you come to understanding and you're better to do, make better decisions. Eat apples. Eat bananas. Apricots.
Amen.
Cherries.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cook everything that's there. Because
Amen.
All the substance that you cook goes into the juice. So when you eat the substance, all the minerals are in the juice.
Amen. Amen.
When I was a little kid, when I was living down south, you know what they used to feed babies? When they fed from the breast. Most of the mothers came from the breast. One day we're going to talk about what's the difference between a child that's raised on the breast and raised on the bottle. We'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remind me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When I was a little kid, 5 years, 4 years, they used to feed babies pot liquor.
Sure did.
Yes. From the greens.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
And the kids would be so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Looking, and they mash the little cornbread up in the green liquor and whatever liquor and feed them, boy, and they would be just as healthy. Didn't have all these colds and have all these colds, everything we eat at. And see, when they start feeding them the real substance, their bowels did not stink like it stinks now. I had to bring this unpopular up. The baby's bowels don't start smelling until he gets that other stuff processed. You're going to find this out. When a baby is fed from his mother's breast, you'll notice that his bowel does not have the same smell until he starts eating this processed dead food.
Amen.
But I'm breaking the laws of wisdom to you that you might live. Okay. Stress, anxiety over the problems of life. Name the 5 things that people are stressed out about now. And the heavy oppression. Can you name the 5 things that we need to wear when Jesus said, be anxious about nothing. When Brother Nate was saying about those things, like, let your mind be renewed. We'll get into about renewing your mind with the Word of God.
Yes.
But we got to get to the basic things first.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to the spiritual side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Paul said, be stressed out about nothing.
Amen.
I live in a stress or anxiety condition. He said, stressed out. Be anxious for nothing.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Don't get into a worry watch.
Amen.
Stay in there
Amen.
For months and months. Don't get into anxiety. Don't get in a rage to be angry for months and months with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Right, carry this rage against people. You know why a lot of people have stomach problems and cancer problems and liver problems? A lot of them are carrying rage in them against somebody, which turn into bitterness. And if you don't cleanse yourself from that bitterness and that rage and forgive, do you know how many people shorten their lives in 18 chapter match the power about forgiveness?
Amen.
The
Lord showed me on that prayer we went on, 8 months prayer, about even saints carrying bitterness and rage and anger in their lives.
That's true.
I ain't talking about sinners now.
Amen.
That affects your attitude and your altitude with God and your family. Don't talk to me. I don't feel like talking now. It's something in your body, in your mind. Oh, I don't feel like talking. Nobody said that to me. Just snap off. Get all snappy.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
Let's go to the second part. We got a little time. Let's jump over to the spiritual part, which is the most important. Well, it's very important. The spiritual part. Let's jump over to the spirit part. Man, if the spirit, if you have the Spirit of God living in you, the Spirit of Christ, you have an added advantage that other people don't have.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Now, Brother Nate was talking about the 12th chapter of Romans, that let this present your body a living sacrifice. Now, he talked about the body. Notice what the Bible says in the Romans. He said, present your body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even people, when you present your spirit to God and God give you a new spirit, you still got to present your body.
Amen.
Now, people don't understand the difference between your heart being changed, your spirit being changed, but you got to present your body as a living sacrifice and renew your mind. Nobody says renew your mind and present your body.
Yes.
Now, you got your heart right. That's great. You got your spirit right.
Mm-hmm.
But then he says the other two parts, you got to do something about them. What Romans says, I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body
a living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Only unto God to prove the good. And he said, be not conformed to the world, but what? Be renewed. And get the mind now.
Mm-hmm.
With a jump to the body, let your mind be renewed, because that's where the battle is going to be fought. So the battle will be fought with the mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the thought, that's where the thought process, that's where the decision comes from.
Amen.
Let your mind be renewed day by day.
Amen. Amen.
Renewing your mind. Healing your mind.
Amen. Yeah.
Stop the devil from oppressing you with these thoughts. Now, the devil is going to jump in when you have a problem. The devil is going to attach itself to your problem. When you meditate over something wrong and negative, the devil is going to attach itself. Now, this is spiritual side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you keep worrying and fretting or upset and keep it in your mind to get into your heart and your spirit, the devil is going to come and attach itself. And then he's going to attack you. He's going to attach himself and attack you. Two things. He's going to attach himself and he's going to attack you.
Amen. Amen.
That's
an
open door. That's called an open door.
Amen. Yes.
So when you keep that mindset, you give the devil a chance to what Ephesians 4:20 says, give no place to the devil, or give devil no legal ground. Give the devil no legal ground to attack you.
Amen.
He's going to attach himself to that problem. Mm-hmm. And now you got to deal with the devil and the problem and your body. You got to deal with the devil. Now, some people's mind has been attacked by the devil because they opened this door.
Amen.
Now, you got to renew your mind. Now, listen to what it says. The two keys, I found out, we'll talk about the two keys when the devil gets in the mix. You got to get rid of the evil one, the spirit, first.
Mm-hmm.
Notice that Jesus didn't always pray exactly like we do. You know, we would learn a lot if you go back and see how Jesus dealt with every problem.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Because he didn't minister the same way to all people.
Mm-hmm.
I said he didn't minister to all people the same way, with the same prayer.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Why didn't he?
He
and notice that Jesus didn't just only do this. Now we come to the spirit side. Jesus did not just only, he didn't just say, okay, let me have the oil and anoint your head with oil.
Mm-hmm.
And lay hands on, that's it. He did not do that. Why? Even though that's part of the equation.
Yes.
I said that's part of the equation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he used four other methods that we don't normally use.
Right. Amen.
That's why Jesus said, take your yoke and learn of me.
Mm-hmm.
Not church tradition, church politics, but learn of me, the way I do things.
Mm-hmm.
See, we got to learn, the Holy Spirit going to tell us God's way.
Amen.
Because you can't minister to some people the same way. You're not going to get the same result.
Uh-huh.
I told you this awful story when I first started with the Lord. The Lord would deal with me, and I went to this lady's house, and she was having this problem. I said, your problem is you got unforgiveness in your life. They can pray for you all they want. I don't care how many people pray and anoint you at all. Until they find out what your problem is, you're not going to get well.
Amen.
Until you See, a lot of times people can get well just by you laying hands on them. And and some people, a certain amount of people will get healed. But it did until you have the word of knowledge and say,
amen,
your problem comes from this. Now, the enemy will attach itself to your problem. Now, there's two things you deal when the devil get hold to your mind and oppress you, begin to attach and oppress you. There's two things you can do. That one of them is called praise. That when the enemy is around, the thing that he hates the more, when you enter your prayer, when you begin to pray and enter into praise. Now, this is the two-pronged approach that people forget that have power against the enemy. When you enter into prayer, hallelujah, when you take a step off into praise and glory.
Amen.
You do that. When oppression come and they want to sit, hang around, say, bro, I got something for you, bro. I got something for you. I got some castor oil for you.
Amen.
I got some cleansing for you. I'm going to enter into prayer.
Amen.
And then I'm going to begin to praise and magnify Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to magnify him.
Amen.
I'm going to start on the inside. I'm going to work on the outside. I'm
going to
start meditating in my mind. Then my mouth's going to open and my tongue's going to say. My mouth's going to open and my tongue's going to declare. Now, when you begin to declare in praise, this is how the oppression would have to leave. Now, see, here you're using the spiritual sword now, because the devil has attached yourself to your word, to your anxiety, to your fear. Now the devil is sitting on your mind, sitting on your shoulder. That's the problem.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so you pull out your knife, your sword, and say, mm-mm.
Amen.
And you begin to
you,
humble yourself to Jesus and begin to pray, the Lord, help me what to pray, what I need to pray. And the Holy Ghost is going to aid you what to pray. And then as you do that, you want to enter to the glory of God. Look at the scriptures and sing unto the Lord. Begin to sing unto the Lord and magnify his name.
Hallelujah.
And you see that oppression begin to loose.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. I begin to loose itself.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And you may have to do that consistently.
Yes, Lord.
You may have to do that consistently.
Hallelujah,
because the
Jesus.
Devil is a, you know, sometimes
thank
he likes
you.
To hang around.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You got to sweep the floor. I call it sweeping the floor.
Yes, Lord.
Sweeping the
floor.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And then you begin to say, the blood has power. You begin to
hallelujah.
Tell that oppressor, the blood has power.
Hallelujah.
The blood of
Jesus
has power because it has purchased freedom for me. It has purchased deliverance for me. And I'm going to have freedom because of Jesus
Lord
came
Jesus.
To set me free. Now you enter into the throne room where you loose praise
thank
and
you,
prayer
Jesus.
And declare the word of God. And you'll find that oppression, even
your
pressure on your body, pressure in your body, begin to move,
thank
but
Jesus.
You have to fight a good
Lord.
Fight of faith.
Hallelujah.
You have to raise
hallelujah.
Up.
Hallelujah.
And begin to magnify the glory of Christ.
Yes,
Lord.
Talk about his majesty and
yes,
power.
Lord. Yes,
the
Lord.
Enemy will have to step back.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
he
you,
will.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Now praise thank the Lord. Now, this is an antidote using the spiritual side of the advantage that we have as believers in Christ.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
that's
Jesus.
Why the sinner only have certain types of things he can use in the natural. And the human, we can use a lot of things in the natural. But then that's the spiritual side that we have to use when that devil, the spirit, attaches itself.
Amen.
When that spirit attach yourself to your kidney problem, you're going to talk to the devil first.
Amen.
Before,
amen.
I think you're going to have to command that spirit. You know what Jesus did? When he walked with some people, he says, thou spirit of infirmity. Because we're going to have to train ourselves to discerning the risk of people's problem. That's why
amen.
A lot of people when they get prayed for, they don't get healed or delivered, because we have not come to the place to discern what's
that's
the root
right.
of the problem.
Amen. That's so true. So we're still
in the process of learning the ways of Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, I'm going to give you a scripture before we get off here about attacking the oppressor, the
mm-hmm.
enemy, the oppressor. You attach yourself to your mind and your problems, to your finance problem. You attach to every part of it, like your financial problem, your physical
mm-hmm.
problem,
mm-hmm.
your mind problem, your
mm-hmm.
bitterness problem. You're going to attach yourself to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So when you get angry at somebody, in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, and you're going to get angry. We all get angry at times. But he said, let that anger bring you into a place. That's what it means.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. Don't let the anger lead you into a place
mm-hmm.
where faith brings you into a bondage.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:26, give no place. Don't let the anger
Amen.
Go. Don't the sun go down on your anger. Deal with it
immediately. Amen. That's right now.
Deal
Amen.
With it immediately.
Amen.
Don't let it go for weeks and weeks and months.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Get rid of it. Deal with it quickly.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let no give no open door. Give no season.
Yeah.
Get no legal
Amen.
Ground for the enemy to attach
mm-hmm.
himself and then build a bondage over you.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're going to have to teach people about bondages, because
mm-hmm.
we got to mature in our understanding about how we get loose and get free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All
Amen.
Right.
Yeah, Amen. Okay.
But I want to get you a few minutes. In the about loosing yourself from the enemy attaching yourself to your problem, it's called spiritual oppression. When Jesus
mm-hmm.
in the 10th chapter of Acts, he went everywhere healing all their sick and oppressed the devil. All kind of oppression, sickness, and disease, is called oppression,
mm-hmm.
oppression, affliction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Now,
yes.
I think in Psalms 34, it said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord
mm-hmm.
delivers them out of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, affliction is not just talking about physical conditions.
Amen.
Most people think when he says affliction, it's talking about
mm-hmm.
one part, but it's not. It's talking
mm-hmm.
about every part of you, your mind,
mm-hmm.
your mental, your soul, and your finance. Many are the troubles or the stress
mm-hmm.
of the righteous, but the Lord is there
mm-hmm.
to deliver them from them all.
Amen.
This is the advantage we have. But the Lord Jesus is there and trained us and taught us how to be delivered from it all.
Mm-hmm.
If you
Amen.
Don't train and teach people,
mm-hmm.
there is a way that they won't know.
That's true. Amen.
And ignorance will kill you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Lack of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If you don't know that's a one-way street, and you get in your car and you grind that, and because you're ignorant and you're not ignorant to the signs or don't know that's a one-way street, you go down that street and the car's coming your way.
That's right.
You dead. Ignorance will kill you. That don't.
Amen.
That's true now. That's true.
Now, when I was a young believer, started with Christ, and living with my grandmother, I came in late one night, real late, and they ate all the food up and left me a few neck bones on the stove. I looked at it, the only thing with a couple of neck bones left. And it was sitting on the stove, cold and greasy.
Wow.
And I was hungry, and they had annihilated everything, just left me a few bones up there. And so that it was sitting on the store in grease. You know, our neck bone just sitting there cold and grease.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm going to eat these neck. And I was so hungry. I didn't wait till they even warm up. I was getting this. And I heard the boy said, don't eat that.
Wow.
Don't eat that. I thought, shoot, I'm eating these bones. I'm hungry. I'm eating these bones, boy. I reached over there before they even got even the stove even got it hot. I grabbed that neck bone. I started chewing on that fella. In the next few moments,
wow,
I was so sick.
Wow.
You know how you stick your hand down your throat and try to throw up? You know how you stick
your
hand? I was so sick. I stuck my hand trying to get that food up, and I didn't know in a few minutes you could be, you know, in a few, and how you feel like you could be almost sick to die, and I couldn't get that food up, and I was so sick. And so that night, everybody's in the bed, so I went in the washroom, and I laid down on the floor,
mm-hmm.
but the floor was cold because I began to get unconscious. I mean, actually, I saw stars black, and I was starting to go like unconscious. So I got scared, and I went in the washroom, and I was so sick. I laid down on the floor, the cold floor, in a fetal position.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, when I was out there, I said, "Hell is like this. I sure don't know where to go."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Lord, if you will," I said this, and I am just a new person in Christ. I said, "Lord, if you would just help me, heal me, I won't ever do that again." You, in a moment, time is left.
Amen.
It just, I was so sick, I just almost like I was just going to die.
Wow.
That's from eating that neck bones and grease.
Amen.
Did I learn a lesson?
I know.
Hallelujah. Okay. Now, I want us to understand one part about praise and worship, that the one that's in Christ, and even the people that's not in Christ, you can, you know, the Lord is merciful even to the, he ran on the just and unjust. You know, people that's not in Christ can call on God. God will show them mercy many times. God showed us mercy when we believed in him. God helped us when we didn't know him. And God helped all these people.
Amen.
Even though they don't know Christ, they're not in Christ, he's the one showing mercy to them.
Amen.
Doctor, no. You in sin, didn't want him. Who you think showed mercy to you?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
He ran on the just as well as the unjust. Now,
mm-hmm.
he showed his kindness to us before we knew his kindness.
Amen.
So true.
That's the Lord.
Amen.
Now, understand this. Praise and worship is not in the devil's house
mm-hmm.
or hell.
Mm-hmm.
All that is in his place.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen. I want you to turn to one scripture about deliverance from the oppressor when the enemy gets into the mix of your mind
mm-hmm.
and oppression and bondage. Some people
mm-hmm.
going to have to go through deliverance to get the yokes off
mm-hmm.
their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Some people going to have to take them through deliverance to free their minds. I'm telling you.
Amen.
And
amen.
That's why you need to have to learn something about deliverance.
Amen.
And don't let nobody tell you that only person that can deliver somebody has to be with somebody with an official title.
And
you need to understand this. No disrespect to people who are in ministry or what they call
mm-hmm.
offices, but every
mm-hmm.
born-again Holy Ghost people
mm-hmm.
person is called a son and a daughter,
amen.
A heir and a joint heir. You're
amen.
Not just a lay person. You are heir and joint heir, a son and a daughter. That's what Romans says. So
yeah.
every child, every person, and the 16th team mob can do those things, cast out devils. And I know people ain't going to like this. I care less. But every born-again, blood-washed person can have authority to cast out devils and break
Amen. Yoke. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And I can find 5, 6, 7 scriptures to back that up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, churches have traditions. Mm-hmm. And I'm not disrespecting any Christians, but churches have traditions. They're not perfect in understanding about a lot of things. That's why the message says, I come to restore all things. Restore all things.
Amen. Amen.
Everything that was in the original church, he come to restore it and more. Okay? You got that.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to read this last scripture before we come to an end about delivering the oppressed. You notice that Jesus, everywhere he went, it said he did good, healing all mm-hmm. that was sick and oppressed of the devil.
Amen. Amen.
Now, when did he quit?
He didn't.
We'll get over that. Because, you know, churches teach, oh, he quit doing that 1,000 years. He quit doing this. He quit doing that. Those, they mean well. They're good people. They're just ignorant to the whole truth. That's all. I mean, if you don't know, you just don't know. If you're blind, you're blind. All of us were blind at one time. All of us were blind.
Amen.
But I want you to read this scripture here about why it's important that you praise the Lord or worship God for 15 minutes every day.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
But I want you to turn to Jude as we close. And Jude is the small book in the back there that most people don't read. And Jude is said to be the half-brother of Jesus, and most people don't pay him any. He said, y'all just ignore me. Don't read me. but I'm still important.
Mm-hmm.
So the little epistle of Jude is going to give us a key to the Christian. The born-again, blood-washed Christian, the Holy Ghost-filled Christian. Now, a lot of people don't like me to use the Christian, but I use that to talking to people so they understand. But I usually don't say that to people, but I have to use terms that, like Paul says, that people understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I use terms that applies to the people you're talking to so they can understand. That's what Jesus did. He used terms that people that he was talking to could understand him. So I used to turn Christian.
You got almost 2 minutes, brother.
Yes. At Jude, I go around certain Pentecostal folk gospel, and they don't like, they know Christian. They want to argue about, you know Christian. I said, no, I ain't going that way. I'm not going. Okay, let's go to Jude. No, I ain't going down. Y'all would argue about everything. So let's go down to Jude.
Okay.
Anybody got Jude for me? Because we just got a minute
left.
Okay.
I have it.
Now, I want you to read those. I ain't got time to read all of it. So I want you to read where it says, what is that, 1 and I ain't look at 1 and, what's it, 6, 7? It says, Jude says, pray, build yourself, pray in the Holy Ghost, feeling yourself in the most holy faith. You got that part? What's
no, I've done
1 and 8.
It's not. It's not in those verses.
Oh, yes. It's in Jude. It's in Jude. Anybody got Jude?
I got Jude, but it's not in 6 and 7.
Jude.
No, you don't have to. I said, look at where it says praying.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Jude 1 and 20 says, deep in love, build yourselves on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves. No, that's not it.
That's it. Now read that again quickly, because you're about out of time.
But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
Amen.
And compassion.
That's it. You don't have time for the rest. But you need to take that scripture and see, as you meditate and such, see what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Get the understanding how you can lift oppression and the enemy to attach yourself. You can win the battle. Okay, then. I don't run out of town. And we have that everyone near and far, that today you can just call on Jesus from your heart and your faith The Lord Jesus, that's what we call him in our English language. Maybe he's spoken in your language too, but in our language, we call him the Lord Jesus. In Hebrew, Yeshua Mashiach, the Messiah. So whoever you are, you can call upon him in sincerity, and he will look, and you diligently seek him, you shall find him. And he will find you in your problem and give you an answer. We love you all. We hope that you have a blessed week. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. And we love y'all. May the Lord bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.